Let's turn our Bible tonight to the book of Daniel. I've got a lot to say. I probably just have to unhitch in just a little bit, but there's a lot of stuff I want to bring to your mind, and I pray that God will help us. And some of this it's geared tonight. What I'm preaching off from the Word of God here is geared from some things and that's happened, some things that are in the news, and I pray that God will show us. Things are tough. Things are going to get tougher. Now, if you disagree with any of that, you just, I don't know what's happened. You've lost your marbles or something. Because it's tough. And it's getting tougher. And we ain't seen nothing yet. And I'd like to challenge you and encourage you to take a stand for God. Nothing else counts. Nothing else matters. The truth will stand when everything else is gone. And I'm not telling you God's going to give you a bed of roses. But I'm going to tell you He's going to give you the grace to face anything and everything that needs to be done. We're going to turn to Daniel chapter 2. You'll just have to listen fast tonight because I ain't got time to slow down. I got a lot to say. You can go home and study it. Go home, dig it out. I'll give you some stuff that you just look at. I'm just going to touch it and go. Daniel chapter 2, stand please and let's read. Remember the story of King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed a dream. The man of God is going to interpret it. I'm not going to talk about all the things there. We're just going to forget that for right now. We're not going to forget it forever, but we're going to put it to the side. Daniel chapter 2, verse 37 said, "Thou, O king, art a king of kings. For the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory." King, that's what Daniel's saying to him. God has given you a kingdom. God has given you power. God has given you strength. And God has given you glory. "And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given unto thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold." I won't go any further than these. We'll look at them a little later tonight. So I want us to bow. You can be seated. We'll bow our heads and ask God's leadership, and then we'll get into this. I pray tonight, Lord, that you might touch our hearts. God, we have a heavy heart. And Lord, our minds are troubled. Our hearts are troubled. Lord, we're not discouraged. We're just troubled. Lord, on the people tonight that maybe is standing before this and don't see the things that we see. And Lord, they're plunging off in a world tonight that don't care. And at the same time, they're not concerned about their soul and where they're going to spend eternity. And Lord, we're troubled tonight that so many are on the broad road headed to a devil's hell. God, we want to see them turned. And somehow, Lord, that we might be able tonight to lift your name and let people see Christ. And we'll thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I get these little messages that come in on my phone. Some of y'all do too, I'm sure. I don't listen to the television as far as news. I pick up a little every once in a while on the radio riding up the road. And it's just most of the time biased and some are not. Sometimes they're telling you the truth. You don't know whether they're telling you the truth or not.
Right.
Sometimes they're lying to you and you're not sure they're lying to you. So I don't put no stock in ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN and all that junk. But I do know that there's people out there that are trying their best to keep us informed. And you have to hunt for the news. And you said, but it might not be right either. It just depends on how that you trust these. And you'll have to hear it to trust it. I'll tell you, when the mainstream media says something, they got a twist on it. And it's got a wrong twist on it. I found that out for the last 4 or 5 years in particular. It ain't just happened in the last 6 months. It's been going for a while. But I got this little thing on my phone this week that said 34,000 people in China went to Disney World. When they got in Disney World, the staff come out and locked them in. This happened Sunday. Search it when you get home. And they required every one of them to take a COVID test. And it lasted after midnight when all the other stuff should have been shut down. And you say, what are you telling that for? Well, if it starts there, it'll start somewhere else. Amen. China, I got a thing today that China said on the news that they're encouraging their people to stock up on all essentials. Amen. They are expecting something. I don't know what. I'm not telling you that. You can figure that out. I also read this and found out that on October the 13th, 2021, they came out with a report about the Jews. And 20,360 Jews have returned in the last 9 months to Israel. A total of 3,340,000 Jews have returned out of the world into Israel since 1948. Why would you mention that, preacher? Because we're watching while we're taking care of our little daily business. God is taking His plan of the Word of God and putting it together and tugging on the hearts of these Jews. Why do these Jews want to go back to Israel? Many of them are faring well in other countries. Some of them are not. But America's got a lot of Jews, and I believe they fared well. And some of them are going back to the homeland. Why? Because they know something is fixing to happen. Well, they may not even know that something's fixing to happen. But God does. There was a Messianic Jew on October the 15th, 2021, that put out a statement that they had been promised that digital currency and a world government was going to be established by 2030. And now they have changed the program and trying to speed up the process to get it to take place by 2023. Now while we're sitting, you say, I don't care nothing about all that. When it starts taking place, you will. This is not going over easy. On October the 18th, 2021, I'm getting this information. I'm giving this to you. I'm sure some of you may have heard some of this. Some of you may not. And some of you may not have a way of finding out. And if I don't tell you, you won't know. And it said a reader in Australia that sent in the information, sent this place, this information. It says, today, this is in Australia now, today, this is October 18th, today some states of Australia have told people, don't expect any rights in 2022 if you are not vaccinated. Well, did you know that's happening in America? I'm going to explain things and put this together for you tonight. God has helped me with it and kept me up at night. I wish none of this is going on. I'd like to sleep a little better. It may not bother you. But while you're blowing Z's, I'm troubled. On October the 18th, 2021, LifeSite News, if you know anything about them, posted an article by Catholic Archbishop Vigano. I may not have his name right. And here's what he said. They have encouraged and told the globalists to handpick politicians to reveal the kind of society they want to establish. Now, the globalists are those who are trying to take over and establish the world system. They said to use COVID and climate change to evaluate everyone's behavior. They want to know your reaction and my reaction to climate change and COVID. I'll explain some things about that tonight. And it said to respect all kinds of religions and all kinds of people, even if it's idolatry involved in their life and immorality, but reject Christians. Now, I know y'all saying, why don't you preach something? I am. Amen. Hear me. And it says, and to censor those who disagree with the globalist. You censor them, you condemn them, and then you target them for investigations. And those who agree are to be publicly praised. I watch this every day. I don't watch television, but I did watch a little bit of the Braves. And I saw enough of the Braves to see the commercials, and I picked up some things. And I'd see them on there. They're advertising vaccinations and everything else under the sun and mixed marriages and all that. I got sick off of them, just the commercials. Hadn't seen that in a long time. On October the 13th, 2021, Biden's proposal for a $3.5 trillion thing they're coming up with is set up to incentivize people to live together without marriage. Does anybody know that? Have you heard it? Well, some of you have. Thank God for you. And penalize those that may get married. For the first time in my lifetime, the government of the United States of America now, some of them will lead the globalists, those who are trying to get something done against the Word of God, is saying, hey, if you just shack up and live together, you will make a bigger check with your Medicare. But if you marry, you'll get less. We've always known that's happened. But now the government is pushing that. Yeah. Now while you're sleeping, they're doing these things. Yeah. Washington's busy. On October the 13th, 2021, United Nations Secretary General forwarded a report to the General Assembly. You may have heard this in the news, requesting approval of criminal penalties against anyone who criticizes gender theory, the gender theory they got going, who criticizes sexual orientation, who criticizes gender identity, and criticizes sex education. And they want to state in it that the church's doctrines are against the family and is a violation of human rights. And they're talking about you and me. They throw the Bible away and the Word of God away, and they want everything under the sun, but they despise the truth. Now let me give you some things here. We are headed for a one world government, a one world system. Now you've heard me preach this for the last, what, 3, 4, 5 weeks? Well, for 6 months, I guess. And I'm not going to stop. But when you wake up one morning, it's took over. Amen. And you think you need to call me, go ahead and call me. Not to tell me thank you or nothing of that nature, but that I might help you to get through it. Okay? They're going to use it through several methods, and I'm going to give it to you tonight, and you'll see it's in play. There's going to be a one religious system. The newest religion, and I preached on this, I know, at least 2 or 3 years ago. One of the newest religions is what they call Chrislam. That's the religion for Christians and Islamics. It's not complete Islam and it's not complete Christian. Chrislam, run from it.
Amen.
Now we're going to talk about two men in just for a moment. And then we're going to get down to these things. I want to show you some things. And I want to bring some things up. I understand why they don't want us to have history. Amen. They don't want you to know what went on. You know why? They're bringing people in this country right and left, upside down, busting them in while you're sleeping, putting them in America. You don't know where they are. We got politicians in Washington don't know where they are. This is happening. They bust them in. You ain't had no more problems about crisis at the border, have you, much? Except that they're coming through and other crowds are coming now. The reason is because they've taken them now and busting them in and putting them somewhere that you don't know. And I believe I've seen some this week. I went to Burger King and get me a little hamburger. I like their hamburgers. Promoting or advertising for them. But I do like their hamburger every once in a while. But I went in there and here comes 4 Hispanics. 3 of them could not speak a dab of English. Not one word. One did, and he must have been in charge of them. He's a little older. He went up and done their ordering for them. Showed them how to get their stuff. They must have been fresh. Amen. Now, I know they know how to eat hamburgers and all that stuff down in Mexico or wherever they come from. But he is showing them the ropes, if you will. He helped them get all their drinks, got their stuff, looked in, handed to them, and they went back out together. And these 3 boys are standing there talking to each other. They must have been 18, 20 years old, and he must have been 25 to 30. And went on. I may not have been so, but they're busting them in like that all the time. Yeah. We'll talk about 2 men tonight. One of them, we're going to talk about Francis. And the other, we're going to talk about Benedict. Now, if you've been around anywhere, you know who I'm talking about right off. Huh? No, not Benedict Arnold. You missed it too. I'm talking about Pope Francis. And Benedict, he was the one that's before Francis, and he stepped down. It's been since 1400, somewhere along there, since the last Pope ever resigned. I said, when it happened, somebody's twisted his arm. The plan is, and I'll tell you why and what I believe about that in just a minute. That may not be scripturally, but I want to give you what I do know from history. Pope Francis, I don't want to even really call him a pope. I want to call him a pervert pope, but whatever you want to call him, I don't care. He wants all the Protestant churches, this is what he says, to come home to the Catholic Church. Well, he ain't talking to me, I ain't a Protestant. I'm a Baptist. I follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I find the direction of my life out of the Word of God. I'm established on the doctrines and principles of the apostles. And the Baptists have never been in the Baptist church. We've got a few act like them. Amen. As liberal as they are. Believes that, I mean, a Baptist today that would believe in abortion. And the Catholics say, we don't believe in abortion. We'll talk about that in a minute, all right? I'm just giving you some facts tonight that you need to know. It's hard for me to do my job as a pastor tonight, having to teach you things that you should know. You should know these things. But see, we're living in a time when cell phones and everything else has got us so hooked up and twisted up. And hey, didn't Facebook get a name change?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What is it?
Meta.
Huh?
Meta.
Yeah. Just want to let you know, how many didn't know that? Amen. You ain't doing your homework. Meta. We that's another sermon. I'll have to talk about meta. But not tonight. Huh? No. Hey, it's something. This is a scary world. Now, Francis says he wants the Protestants to come home. Now, you can call it anything you want, though. He's a socialist. He sides with the Palestinians. He's a Muslim lover. You said, don't you love Muslims? I love their soul. And they need to get saved. He's on his mission and been on a mission for a while now. But he's on his mission to the Muslim countries. Trying to reach the Muslims. I said a while ago that the way they'll get this one world religion is they're going to pull in. And I wondered for years. Honestly, I wondered for years how in the world Islam is being the fastest growing religion in the world. How that it was going to play in the tribulation. And I figured it was going to be stronger than Catholicism. But not when they join up together. Now the Muslims are praising the Pope and the Popes are praising the Muslims. He's getting them in his bag and he's getting them on his side to be able to do this. He's building bridges with Islam. Amen. The first Pope could have done that but didn't. He didn't do it. He kept a separation from the Muslim. That's why he's not in there. This has been going on for a long, long time. Would you believe tonight that the Pope is considered the most spiritual person in the world? Now you know that, don't you? Amen. We're not Catholic. We've got a lot of Catholics. We're getting more Catholics because most of these coming in from foreign countries are Catholic. And we've got a lot of backslidden Baptists that have become like Catholics. Yeah. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Here's what's happening. We're talking about tonight that the Pope, he's considered to be the most spiritual leader of a country. He's the number one top preacher of the world. Now, nobody in here will argue with that, will you? You put the Pope anywhere, whatever country he goes, he's got his own little crowd. They protect him. They take care of him. They kiss his ring. They bow at his feet. They do everything they can. The Pope's got it made. I don't care if he came to Clarksville tomorrow. Clarksville will be shut down and loaded up and people would be there trying to get a handshake or a close place with the priest. You have a lot of them Baptists. I wouldn't give you... I wouldn't give him 10 seconds of my time. Now, I know the right ones hear this message. I'm probably headed to the jailhouse, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm not scared to preach it. I am scared about what's going on. So he's classified as the most highest spiritual leader. Who's the highest spiritual leader? We've had some days past in America. I don't know who the highest spiritual leader in America is right now. It used to be Billy Graham. He's gone. And they got a lot now of spiritual advisors, and some of them are women. I'm gonna put that to the side because I ain't on that subject either, but that's another one I could open up on.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we look at this. Pope Benedict, he stepped down for two reasons. Number one, he was forced. I believe that with all my heart. Because of his views on Muslims and Mohammed and Allah and the Quran. He didn't cotton to that. But you don't find Francis saying anything about none of that. We just all get together. Come back. Because of his views, I'll tell you, Benedict had to step down or would step down because of his views on homosexuality, on the priests molesting the altar boys. Amen. He took a strong stand on it. It was going on while he was in there. But guess what? This one we got in there now is not doing much about it. How much have you seen him do anything yet? And he's not saying he's for it, but he's not saying he's against it.
Yeah, right.
But if you're not for it, you're against it. If you're against it, amen, you're not for it. Is that right? Now, both of these things, homosexuality and Muslims, have to contribute to a one world religious system. And so that's the reason tonight that Roman Catholicism is headed up all this stuff to get it what it needs. All this is heading the world into globalization. And it's a precursor to the Antichrist regime, which is down the road. I don't know when it's going to happen, but all this is a precursor to it. I'm not going to be here. I got confidence I'm not going to be here. And we'll see it. Most of our politicians, and you'll have to agree with me, most of the politicians in Washington tonight are not Baptists filled with the Holy Ghost. They're Catholics. Even some of your strong leaders are Catholics. They're using COVID-19 as an instrument that has, and it's doing it, bringing the world together. To be able to have a globalization and to be able to have a one world system, you've got to have something that's going to come together to put it there. COVID-19 is something that they've brought out and united the people for a one world system. Amen. Their views, the Catholic views on abortion, has changed to some degree. They're supposed to be, and at one time were one of the strongest against abortion. Sometimes I believe back in past days, I've noticed it, that they even seem to be stronger than most Baptists. But not anymore. Our Washington leaders refuse to pass laws against it. Is this making sense to you? Stay with me. The Pope, he preaches more on things, and this is what he said. I read a little statement that he said there's more ways to heaven than through Jesus Christ. I heard him say that, or not didn't hear, I read it in an article. The Bible said there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. He's talking about the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee's going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. Amen. He embraces another thing that everybody loves. He's over there in foreign countries constantly with them, working on climate change. He believes in worshiping Mother Earth. He's also for other things. He believes in anything. Well, he's for the transgender thing. Transgender. Which is another, homosexuality and transgender stuff is another thing that's going to bring the world to a one head.
Yeah.
It'll also separate you and put you on the wrong side of the track.
Yep.
Now, the devil's been trying to set up a one world kingdom ever since he's thrown out of the garden. First time he started, it was in chapter 11 when he had them to build a tower. And God confused their languages. I want us to keep all this in mind as we look at this thing, and I pray that the Lord might help us with it. But the devil's in the business of trying to be in charge. He's failed every time he's tried it. He's right now on his last attempt. And this time he will be more successful than he's ever been, but he won't rule long. If you know anything about your Bible, you'll have to agree with me tonight. But let me give you some things. I can prove this to you, and here's one of the things that they don't want you to know is history. And they don't want you to go back and study. What I'm preaching to you tonight, they don't want you to hear. We've had this stuff to happen in our country, in our world. Not our country, but our world. There was Cyrus the Great. Anybody ever heard of Cyrus the Great? I know you have. He was from 580 to 529 B.C. before Christ. He created the largest empire the world has ever known, but it failed. Then come Alexander the Great. He was on the throne from 356 to 323 B.C. He conquered more foreign lands like Persia, Judea, Syria, Mesopotamia, Egypt, and others, and he was never defeated in a battle. For the last little while, you hear why your Christians saying people in America is going to get tired of being pushed and shoved around, and there's going to be a revolt and a civil war. I've heard that for the last 10 years. I wish you would find that 6 million Jews that was gassed and ask them why they didn't revolt and stand up against Hitler. Does that help you any little bit to think about what's happening? You know what I'm seeing America do? Walk like lambs to the slaughter. Listen to whatever thing you say, and when they tell you to pick up your right foot, you pick up your right foot. They tell you to pick up your left foot, you pick up your left foot. Now, this may not bother you, but I don't sleep off of it. Then there come, of course, he wasn't a big conqueror, but he done a lot to expand the Roman Empire, and his name is called Julius Caesar. Y'all heard of Julius Caesar? You know, if you say, look at some of his stuff, I'll tell you right now, they think you're something you can quote after Julius Caesar. Then after him came Napoleon Bonaparte, whatever his name is. And he was from 1769 to 1821. And right now, through this day in military schools, they train their soldiers after Napoleon Bonaparte. Then there came another fellow on the scene, Adolf Hitler. 1889 to 1945. These, every one of these right here would have ruled the world if they could have. And the devil used every ounce of strength that he had to put them in a world order and a world empire. And it didn't happen. He was in what they call the Third Reich. Guess what happened? It ended up in the Holocaust. Every one of these all had bloodshed in their empires. Now we're living in the time that the devil wants his last try. And we find his final picture in Daniel chapter 2, verses 37 through 45. And we'll find that these are empires that I have not mentioned to you, but you'll remember it when I read it to you. And we'll see it. Year 2030, and I said this a little earlier in the message, year 2030 is the year that's supposed to be set out for what they call and predict is a sustainable development. In other words, they're trying, and I told you that a while ago, they're trying to get together to see what kind of people we want. And that's what Hitler tried to do, to make his own class of people. Who would ever believe that Hitler in our country, not in our country, but in the world, would have been able to go as far as he went to kill 6 million Jews? You don't think that could happen again? Sure could. When I read the book of Revelation, I'll find out when you bring the sword out, there's going to be multitudes die. And who is it that the Antichrist is against? Not the harlots and the drunks. Not to those that are evil and ungodly, but it's the God people. And that's what they're trying to do today, make us enemies. What's going to happen? They done got the head gun on us now. What's happening in America now is people are falling in line with this thing simply because we don't have the voice and don't have the vision. I hear people talk about the arsenals of our guns and nobody's going to take us. They'll take you wherever they want to take you if you've got a 25 machine guns. Because all they've got to do is prove that you're nothing but an offset, and you're not for what they call today, and you've heard this on the news, common good. Yep. Rebelling against the vaccine today, they'll say you're rebelling against common good. Yep. They have already made us enemies. They've made you enemies. They're making people enemies all the time. And when the government gets us as the enemies, and they are the leaders, they've got control. In 2030, it's predicted that there's going to be a sustainable development. Have you ever studied to see what that sustainable development is? They believe that the population should be no greater than 500 million. And I read after this thing and they say, in this sustainable development, they're going to have a depopulation of 95%. Yep. Who you think they're going to get out of here? Those who are doing no good. No common good. Those who do everything, we'll do it. Hey, make an appointment, get an appointment here, do this, Hey, those are the ones that will last longer. It's happening in Australia. It's happening now in Canada, and it's coming to America. Their agenda, let's talk about it a minute. George H.W. Bush, I've said this several times here, publicly gave his support to the New World Order. 1991, 2001, they blew up the Twin Towers, which I believe is part of all that. Amen. And then later come a man by the name of Obama who agrees with every bit of it. And behind him, Francis. He might have been for Obama, I don't know. But he has agreed with this same agenda. Here's their agenda. Number one, pay particular attention to this. Destruction of Christianity. I know some of you don't like this and don't want to hear it. But that's all right. You need to hear it. Destruction of Christianity. I mean, I'm not up here patting you on the back and squirting rose water. I'm trying to head you off at the pass. I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
Their agenda is to destroy Christianity, do away with the Word of God, and abolish the Ten Commandments, and shut the house of God down. And uplift and support abortion, LGBTQ, and even euthanasia. That's their agenda. It ain't happening yet. But I see it in the works. I wouldn't have dared preach this stuff 10 years ago. I would have said it is, what do you call that? It could get conspiracy theory. But now, seeing so much happen, it's taking place now. They're going, their agenda is to reward those that comply and punish those who don't. And that's where we are. Now, let's look at this. In Daniel chapter 2, I won't hold you long on this. Let's look at it. Daniel said, Nebuchadnezzar, you're the head of gold. His kingdom went down, and we could read in the book of Daniel how it went down. The second was the Medo-Persian Empire. It came along, and Media and Persia come together, and they had their empire, and it lasted for a short time. Then there came another one called the Greece, or from Greece, and they called it the Grecian Empire. It lasted a little while in verse 39. And then it went down, and Alexander was involved in that. Cyrus is involved in Medo-Persia. I done mentioned those to you. And then in verse 40, down through verse 43, the Roman Empire took over. And it's never been completely destroyed. We still got a pope. Or they still got a pope. Or y'all still got a pope. I ain't got one. But what we haven't seen and preached on too much is verse 44 through 45. Nebuchadnezzar got disturbed with it, and he had to go to Daniel, and Daniel said, I'll explain that to you. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. There's one more kingdom to come. When you pray, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You don't sometimes know what you're praying for. He's got a kingdom. And he said, which shall never be destroyed. I like that. Shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Hallelujah. You can shout off of verse 44. He said it would never be taken down, and it would last forever. That's enough to sleep off of tonight. I'm not looking for Lucifer's kingdom to come. I'm looking for Christ's kingdom to come. Happens in Revelation 19. Verse 45 says, "For as much as thou sawest the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure." Two more good promises. God said the interpretation, He said the dream is certain, and the interpretation is sure. God said, "I'm writing you out the last chapter of the book. I'm telling you, Daniel, what's going on. You tell Nebuchadnezzar so he'll know." And I'm going to ask you tonight, what you going to do until then? How you going to perform? Somebody said, "God told me to do this, and God told me not to do that." I told a fella yesterday, I said, a lot of people said that God told them to take the shot. And then another comes down and says, "God told me not to take it." Now somebody lying.
Yep. Right.
Amen. You said, and I have told him that, and he said, and I said, what do you do? He said, "Tell you the truth, I don't know what to do." What do you do when you don't know what to do? And you know what I said? "You don't do nothing till you know what to do." Amen. But when you know what to do, do what you need to do. Don't look back. Don't worry about it. Amen. I ain't going to let them scare me. I ain't going to let them shake me up. If I start death on the street. 6 million Jews went to their grave. Have you ever looked at the Holocaust? It's a terrible thing to look at. 6 million Jews. You say, "Well, that never happened to me." Well, depends on whether you're a compromiser or not. To put them Jews out on the street, men and women, not a stitch on. They wasn't nothing but bones. You know why they wasn't that way? They didn't want heavyweight, fat bodies to bury. They throw them out in holes like stove wood. You know why? They didn't care for human life. We're living in a country tonight that don't care for human life. Every politician in Washington ought to get up tomorrow, go into Washington and said, "We're not going to do nothing else here till we say there's no more abortion." You think they'll all do that? You know they won't, don't you? That proves what I'm trying to tell you. God help you. God bless you. You probably never want another one of these sermons, but I'll tell you. I give it to you.
Amen.
May God help you. Heads bowed. Eyes closed. Hope I never have to preach nothing like it. It's a serious business. We're living in the last days. We need to take a stand like we never stood before. We need to do what we need to do for the glory of God. May the Lamb of God be lifted tonight. Stand. I pray for my nation. I pray for my country. I pray for my children. I pray for my grandchildren. Hey, I ain't going to see all this stuff. I'm too old for that. Amen. My grandchildren, my great-grandchildren are going to see it. If they're not saved, the rapture. If I had any children tonight that's lost and undone without God, brother, I'll tell you what, I'd agonize with God till I've seen them saved.